I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast.
So awesome to have you on the Be You, Find Happy podcast. You have quite the resume, to be honest, working with, clients from all walks of life, but especially Hollywood celebrities and politicians. Can you share a little bit about what you do with the listeners and kind of how you got into all things Karma Queen and the archetypes and just kind of everything that you're working with?
So I've been a psychologist and working with my intuition for over 25 years. So what I try to do and what I started to understand is that people have a lot of problems in their private life. And I started to understand their personality traits. And I started to understand that people need help. So I questioned myself, which would be the way for me to ease their pain, to guide them in their relationship, to guide them in their private life. So I came up with ideas of how many types of relationship exist, what kind of archetype we encounter in their lives, and what is commitment all about. So I decided to write books on relationship to help people better their lives. And I think that my last book, Committed, is a manual that will help people improve their relationship in a big way, because the concept of archetype goes back over 2,000 years ago, by developed by the Greek philosopher Plato, and then interpreted by Carl Jung, who was actually a student of Freud. And in this way, we actually have archetypes in psychology and are different major archetypes. So I said, if you understand your own archetype, and if you use your archetype in conjunction with your partner's archetype, you come to the realization, which is the perfect archetype for you? Who's matching who? And you avoid a divorce, a separation. So from the beginning of your relationship, you understand who you are supposed to be with. So I think that this can be very, very helpful to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Can you share a little bit about how you kind of fell into the New Age world?
Well, I fell into the New Age world many, many years ago when I wrote my first book on karma. I was very young when I had a near-death experience. I was actually 5 years old, and I think I had I drowned, and I had a glimpse of there's something beyond the physics, there's something beyond this cognitive reality. And I was always fascinated by this ability that the brain has to tap into a higher dimension, to see beyond the time. So I also wanted to write books on universal laws, and the number one law of spirituality, in my understanding, is the law of karma, which is the law of not a law of punishment, but a law of balance, restitution, a law of equilibrium. So that was my first book over 20 years ago. And then I wrote books on the concept of, because if you go back to again to the ancient time, to Pythagoras, you go back to the concept of numerology and the concept of transmigration of the soul, which actually is the karmic philosophy. So then my next book was actually Decoding Your Destiny, helping people to understand their divine code. And then I went into another book of mine called The 11 Principles, defining universal laws versus man-made laws, and showing us that actually we all are victims of a system of laws created by us. And then I created a book on holiness, the unity that can save our world. And it's obvious that nowadays all that needs to be done to save us is to come together and understand that we're all in the same situation, and we need to kind of wake up and do something to, you know, to empower us and to probably infuse more love into this world. I'm fascinated with the natural healing, and I am a strong believer that we can actually heal using nature and using everything that exists out there without having to use medication and surgeries. And that's just a belief of mine.
We are in a time where there's definitely a spiritual war happening. And, you know, there's a lot of people kind of migrating away from the New Age occult and kind of talking about how, you know, some of the things that you're bringing up have some Luciferian roots. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, that we're kind of seeing as a shift in the New Age community?
I think we're on a bridge. You know, we're crossing from the end of an era to the beginning of a new era. And the next 12 years in our evolution are very difficult. Because it can go either way. We either succeed to cross the bridge or the bridge can break, you know, so, and we can not get in the right direction. It's exactly like you can go in the right direction or go in the wrong direction. There's two opposite scenarios for humanity. And I can only pray that humanity goes in the right direction and sees that the era ahead of us is actually a very good one. According to ancient teaching, we ended the era of the Kali Yuga, the dark era, for 6,000 years. And we're opening the golden Yuga, the era of light. So ending the era of the Aquarius, the era of the subconscious mind, and entering ending the era of the Pisces, the subconscious mind, and entering the era of the Aquarius, which is the era of enlightenment, and the era of the 11. So we see a lot of 11, 11. Everybody's telling me, I look at the clock, it's 11:11 all the time. The meaning of 11:11 is that we have to step into coming together, into bringing awareness, bringing that, as I said, that togetherness, that oneness, that light into our life, that love into our life, the caring about each other, what's missing, and stop the Luciferian, because we had enough of that. We had enough of war and killing and disasters. We have enough of bad karma for thousands of years. And if we don't stop the bad karma, which means repetition of the same events, we will start seeing karma perpetuating for humanity. And I can only feel sorry for the generation to come, because I don't want to see that happening to my kids, my grandkids, my grand-grandkids. So I want a better world for the generation to come. And for that, we have to look back. We have to look back what humanity has been done and where humanity is going from here based on what has been creating, because the future is a reflection of the past and of the present. So I can only pray that we will wake up and move in the right direction, cross the bridge to 2033, when we fully in the era of the enlightenment, and close the door to the last 6,000 years of the dark era of the so-called Kali Yuga, the era of the subconscious mind, when we were afraid of our shadow, we were afraid of everything, and out of fear, we killed each other and we caused all these wars and disasters and anger towards each other, you know, and when our reptilian brain, you know, took over everything in all those years. So I only pray for the good.
Yeah, I understand that. And I really do, but you know, I have to challenge this, because this has really come to light for me recently. And I know that, you know, we scheduled this podcast before. I've had kind of some of these people that are in New Age recovery, mm-hmm. you know, come into my life, but you know, a lot of people are saying that things like angel numbers, some of the things you talk about, astrology, numerology, you know, paranormal stuff like astral travel and things like that, even the archetypes, that they are all demonic communication, that they are coming down as...
archetypes are not demonic communication. Archetypes exist in psychology, and archetypes is one of the terms that psychology uses. And numerology cannot be demonic. This was created by Pythagoras. If Pythagoras was a demonic creature, and he created numerology, without Pythagoras, you would not have a bank account. You will not have a birthday. You will not have the concept of time. How can that be demonic? I don't know who put that in your head, but that's definitely one of the most, I don't even want to say what I'm supposed to say. I better not say it. But that's something that I don't know if I should laugh or should cry, so I better not say anything. But
to be
a science, it's not demonic. Science cannot be demonic. It's one of the science created for thousands of years. Archetypes is a concept established by Carl Jung, exists in psychology as a very well-defined concept. Astrology is also a science you cannot define. The ancient teaching exists since the dawn of time and has been respected. And astral travel, I don't know, that's a philosophy. I don't know if this is demonic, but people, there's something beyond the physics that we cannot totally define. I'm not talking about necessarily about that, but I'm not denying that is a possibility. But there are things that what you call demonic that are totally wrong.
Okay. Well, so let me kind of give you my backstory. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm a psychotherapist. I'm very familiar with Carl Jung. I used to have a quote about Carl mm-hmm. Jung. I may even still have a Carl Jung quote on my website. I started becoming involved in the New Age occult in 2008. It started with simple manifestation, vision boards, things like that. I got so deep into the New Age occult that I was, you know, meeting with every quarter with an astrologist. I've had numerous people on the podcast talking about quantum physics, astral travel, numerology, astrology, all of that in the past 3 years. So my time in the metaphysical world, I mean, upwards of, you know, 2 hours of meditation, pineal gland, you know, purple light stuff. I was very deep into that world. And so, you know, it's not as if I'm unfamiliar with it. It's not as if I've not shared this extensively. Most of the listeners of this podcast, you know, are New Age oriented. But what I'm saying is stuff has been brought forward to me for research based upon this podcast and people are saying, you know, look into some of the historical traces back to the existence of time. And they're rooted in, you know, the seed of the woman, the Nephilim, the fallen angels. I mean, there's just been a lot of talk about this, especially because, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, that this is not a transition age of Aquarius, you know, raising of consciousness, a 5D escalation in some.
Well, it means that the world is going to go in the wrong direction. And all I can say is God help us, because if we go in the wrong direction, this world is going to perish, my love, because this world cannot go too far in the future the way it is.
What do you think people can do right now to kind of maneuver through all of the information that we're trying to have discernment about? What do you think people can do?
I am very sad by what I see, because I agree with you. I don't think, and I dissociate myself from the New Age, me too, because I acknowledge people don't believe in the ancient teaching. People don't believe in the law of the universe. We only believe in our man-made laws that makes us suffer. We victim of system, victim of system of government. We victimize everything. You know, if you look in people's life, how much they struggle, how much poverty, how much, how should I say? You say that you're in the field of psychology. Do you see how much depression exists in the world? How much bipolar, more than ever, how much autoimmune disorders exist in this world? Do you question yourself why? Why more than ever the young generation suffers of cancer? Why is this COVID-19? Isn't this something karmic? 100 years later, after the Spanish flu, we get a disease that is killing us like crazy. Why is this
happening? I think that the global elite created the COVID-19. I think that they are using it to propel
why we created it. The question comes, why? Why are we so bad? Why we want to kill humanity? If we are so bad, tomorrow we're going to kill. And that's what's going to happen, actually. If we go that way, then in 10, 20 years from now, we're going to go from 7 billion to 5 billion. That's what's going to happen.
That's what I think they want. That's what I think the global elites want. That's what's going to happen.
And then talking about the law of karma, and this is where humanity is going to be more than self-destructive, because an elite can destroy life on earth. And then what's going to happen? This civilization is going to perish. And you think that these people who are killing humanity are not going to pay? There's no justice. There is a justice sooner or later. You cannot just kill humanity like this and think that you're going to be fine. Because sooner or later, there is a payback. There is a payment sooner or later. That's my opinion. I may be wrong, but that's how I see it.
Well, I think that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people right now on kind of both sides, that there's not just an awakening happening, but a potential returning of.
Well, because my message was very clear. We're crossing the bridge. 12 years from now, we're going to see all the disaster. You want to see a prediction? From now on, 2025, 2029. There will be a crash of the monetary system, complete crash. We're going to end up by not having food on the table. The humanity is going to be reaching the worst of the worst times of all times. But that's the dark before the light. Before we go into the light, we're going to reach the worst times. And this is the only way that's going to be an awakening. Before progress, there's chaos. We going through chaos right now, and it's going to be a real chaos, my love. We're going to see chaos the way humanity has never seen it, and people will die and will continue to die, massive dying every all over, not only COVID. That's just the beginning. You watch and see how many people are. These are the 12 years I'm talking about. I told you 2033, but we have to get there. The question is, are we going to get there?
Well, I appreciate your insight and appreciate your thoughts on this. I wonder if when you're talking about the financial crash, are you talking about the falling of the fact that the Federal Reserve, is not as, created in love and light as it pretended to be, and that it's got very evil roots? Are you talking about the fact that we don't actually go by the gold standard anymore? Are you talking about Jasara Nasara? I mean, what's coming up for you?
All of the above and much more. I mean, I feel there's a big plan, to crash this monetary plan. But this crash is going to backfire as much as COVID is going to backfire those who created it. This is man-made, and it's a very intelligent virus, by the way. The way they created it. But guess what? Some of the people that created it, we're going to experience a sudden death, and watch and see what's going to happen in the next 2-3 years. I'm just an observer. So I'm just observing, and I'm looking at what these people who did it, I'm looking at their action, and I'm saying, okay, so New Age is no good. No Age is Luciferian, but guess what? The law of karma, I'm going to see that in full effect in the next number of years with the people who hurt humanity the way they did.
So you're suggesting that the people, the evil kind of minded people that are behind this, are going to come to judgment?
Yes, 100%. Okay. There's always something. If we ever believe that there is a divine world that we call God, and humanity has always, through centuries of evolution, believed there is God somewhere up there, somewhere, Yeah. If we ever believe that, then we're going to see that. If we don't believe in that, we are what we believe. What you believe, you become. And we can never go beyond your belief. But these are my beliefs, and I live by my beliefs. And in my beliefs and in my mind, I see justice coming very soon.
And so who will pass that judgment on? Who will?
No,
what
the justice
will be...
doesn't come through from human to human. There's a higher force. There is something above. There is a world that we deny. There is a world that we call impossible, inexistent, Luciferian. Call it the way you want it. But that world of the divine, of a higher power, does exist and will come in full force to create justice here. And that is what's going to happen, because otherwise humanity has no chance of survival, like other civilizations sink and went under the water. Like they did exist, you know, Atlantis, Lemuria. There's some way scientifically to prove other civilization and the Earth. It did shifted the pole in the middle of the cosmic year. It did happen before, and it can happen again because we're almost there. And we're almost there very soon. So that can happen. That can never say. And then those people who think they're so powerful and they created COVID-19, they cannot stop the shift of the pole. And now they plan moving on other planets because they think they have enough money to move on Mars or somewhere else. They cannot stop, you know, the divine justice.
And is the divine justice Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ is one of the divine justice. It can be called whatever you want to call it. Everybody has a different name for the divine justice, you know. Some people call it, have different name for the higher power. I don't think we should think of a divine justice in a form of a man, you know. As though we say that Jesus is the son of God, but I think God is way more powerful. It's a perfection of something that comes and fix the imperfection, you know, fix the mistakes and fix and create, goes back into harmonious way. What we live in now is disharmony, you know. If there's ever evil, there's evil that we're living right now. The darkest, the dark forces, the evil forces that means killing and destroying, you know, for your own satisfaction and your own power and your own intention. So what is the divine power? We'll restoring back to harmony and totality. And that's what, those are the universal laws that will come in and come back on earth.
I mean, a lot of people say that this is, you know, the final of the 70 years of David, and have done some calculations, you know, gematria style calculations on the math of this, you know, kind of diving into Hebrew and things. I mean, how much of this do you believe?
Well, there's different. No, I'm a firm believer. I was born Catholic. I was married with a Jewish man. You know, I studied Buddhism, so I went through all of the religion. You know, I intentionally went through all of this just to learn a little bit of everything. And every single religion has their own way of putting it, their own way of calculation, their own way of putting things in perspective, and in their own God that is called, have a different name. You know, their own calendars, which is fine. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? What goes beyond all of this is this divine energy that encompasses all of this put together, all of this put together. And there's only one reality, that we're not going to cross that bridge with any of these beliefs, any of this religion, but we're going to cross the bridge if there's a divine intervention, and that's going to happen.
And I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Is the divine intervention Jesus Christ returning to earth?
Well, he said, talking about incarnation, he's saying was, yes, I'm going to come back. That's clearly when the Catholic people will say, well, there's only one life. Jesus never believed in incarnation. That's crazy. There's only one life. Well, Jesus did believe in incarnation because he studied 13 years in Tibet. So he was a firm believer in the Buddhism and in the idea of incarnation and in the Pythagoras' philosophy of transmigration of the soul. He studied all of that. That's why he was a wise man. But I don't think it's necessarily him in a form of Jesus Christ, but there is something that already happened that we don't know yet. There's no awareness yet of a higher force that comes in a female form, to tell you the truth, that exists between us. And when that's going to be revealed, the time will come when that's going to be revealed. Is that like Jesus shifted perception 2,000 years ago? 2,000 years later, perception is going to be shifted. The only thing is Jesus was not meant to come in the year 2000. We forgot that he died at 33. So 2033 is when that's going to happen. That's why I keep on saying 2033 is when the full era of Aquarius starts. Only then, and from now until then, we're in transition. And from now until then, everything mankind has built is going to crash economically, politically, the concept of presidency. Everything is on a brink of a total falling apart, like to put it like
so. Yeah. So what do you recommend for the people that are going to be on planet Earth during these 12 years that you speak of?
So if there will be enough awareness, if people will realize what's really going on and wake up and not be trapped on a daily routine of buying things and survival and low level of consciousness and their ego, and start to see what's exactly, just listen for a second to what's going on beyond their day-to-day basis. What is really happening to the collective mind of the world? What is beyond that? What is the message coming from a higher power? Because there is one, you know, and just nobody talks about it. Everybody talks about every nonsense and gossip, and everybody cares about the Kardashian, you know. It's ridiculous when the world goes through the turmoil we are going through. But if collectively we'll wake up and kind of listen to that message, we can be saved. We can come together. We can do something. Only together we are powerful. And we can understand which is the type of an action that we need to take to save ourselves.
Well, that's the question. What action do we need to take to save ourselves?
Coming together and realizing what's happening, acknowledging what's happening. People are not ready, but subconsciously they realize something is happening, but they're not fully aware. It's lack of awareness, but they feel something is going. Exactly like with the, you know, there's a problem with the real estate. Everybody think it's a bubble. No, there's not a bubble. What's happening now with the house crisis? Houses are going to go so high in price. People are going to start buying properties like crazy, and houses are not going to go down the way they did in 2008. It's not going to happen this time, because the whole monetary system from now on to 2025 is going to change completely. We're not going to have paper money. Banks are going to start collapsing and condensing into bigger banks, and banks are going to have a lot of trouble. I don't suggest people keeping your money in the bank. Do something. Buy solid things, buy land, buy coin, buy gold, buy whatever. Don't keep your money in the bank, because the monetary system is going to crash. And indirectly, all those wealthy people that base their wealth on the money that they keep, the concept of money is going to crash first. And that economy.
I don't think you're wrong about that. But when you talk about, you know, how can people save themselves? I really think the answer to that is found in the Bible. I agree.
The Bible has always been the book of wisdom. You know, I agree with that. And the Bible does talk in its own beautiful ways about the Armageddon, which is the land of Megiddo in Israel. It does clearly points towards the end of times. You know what's interesting? All the predictions come to an end now. There's no more prediction for the future of the world. The question is why? Have you questioned yourself why? You know, we have predictions on the chamber of the king. in the pyramid for thousands of years, for thousands and thousands of years. I have books in my house written in 86 that describe the September 11 that took place in 2001. So if you think this is Luciferian, I don't think so. I think this is genius. Who put those 3,000 years ago? How is that possible? Who had that extraordinary understanding? Who was Nostradamus that knew 500 years ago about Hitler and wrote it in his books, you know, 500 years before it happened? So there are extraordinary minds who have the perception of beyond time. Things can be seen beyond times. But
right, and I think those were gifts.
But there are very few people, and there are few people alive between us, two or three on Earth, who can see beyond time. But we're not asking them to give us help. We're denying them, you know?
I mean, I just think that if we look at Helena Blavatsky, you know, Alice Bailey, and the fact that Lucifer does masquerade as the Angel of Light, I think he gave people the same powers as he's given many of the New Agers for insight and things like that.
I agree. I agree that there is a lot of fake prophets. I agree that Lucifer does. I agree with that. The dark forces have always been here between us, you know, testing us and trying to, you know, give false information and confuse us. And look what's happening because of the dark forces. Look where we are. But I think the white forces, the positive forces, it always prevails. The good will prevail. I hope that's what I pray for.
I mean, I just think about, you know, the law of attraction, which was written by Esther and Jerry Hicks in 91. They were psychics, you know, they claimed to channel spirits called Abraham. I mean, we know that those are actually demons in disguise. I mean, I just feel like what's most interesting to me in all of this is how far back all of this really goes. And so many of us have been living kind of caught up in our material world until now.
Right.
And we've really had to take a look at some of these, you know, historic things. I mean, I'm reading a book right now, you know, The Dangers of the Hidden Rainbow by Constance Cumby. And it's really interesting. I mean, this book was written in the 80s about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wicca, et cetera, you know.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and having this conversation because I'm definitely in a space of exploring and trying to better understand myself. So I just really appreciate your knowledge and insight, Carmen. It's been very helpful. And I know that it will be helpful to the listeners. You know, some of the comments that I've been receiving on the podcast and things like that. Everybody's in in some phase of relearning and discernment and afraid of what's coming. So I really appreciate, you know, your position.
Fear is a very, very bad thing because fear is paralyzing us, not allowing us to see. It's actually worse than the virus. People should not be afraid. People should start to have some knowledge. People should do what you're doing, investigating, learning, gathering knowledge. That's what people should do, trying to distinguish left from right and know their own path. And most likely don't be afraid and believe in the good and believe in the divine. That's all we have, you know, still hoping for the good. And I still believe that coming together is the only saving grace, because only together we are powerful.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think there is one other saving grace, though. I really think he can be found in the Bible.
I agree with the Bible completely. I agree. The Bible is definitely the answer to almost absolutely everything for us. But you see, unfortunately, people don't look for the Bible the way they should, and they should read the Bible. I absolutely agree with you 100%.
Thank you so much for coming on, and I hope that we can continue to have these conversations. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michaela. Much love and gratitude for your time. I really appreciate it.
Take care, Carmen. Bye-bye.
Okay, my love.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.